Welcome to Break Bias. I'm your host, Brad Kramer. It's the 92nd episode, and I'm here ahead of the Japanese Grand Prix, the ultimate driver circuit. At least that's what everyone likes to say. And another home race for the one and only Yuki Tsunoda, one of the most unique drivers on the grid. Japanese fans are just fantastic. But before we get to today's episode, first, a quick reminder to check out the link tree in the description. It has links to all the platforms where you can find this podcast and the ways you can contact me. Now, let's break down the race around the Suzuka International Racing Course. I didn't even know it was named that. All right, I guess I should also address coming at you on a Tuesday. I always forget those holidays. I'm so bad at checking a week ahead at the schedule. I look at when the race is, but I don't think about holidays. So apologies for coming at you one day late. Hope you guys don't mind, but I figure it's a preview episode. The race is still a few days away, so it should be okay. Anyways, let's talk about Suzuka, right? That's why we're here. A brilliant track. I feel like the fans love this traditional racing circuit that has provided so many great races over the years. The Sector 1 is especially sensational. That's surely going to favor the Red Bull, McLaren, and Ferrari. I think Merck will probably stink once again. That's why I got my McLaren gear on. I'm forgetting the Mercedes gear for now until they turn around and prove to me that they're worth me supporting them. I'm gonna ride the McLaren train for now. Call me a bandwagon fan all you want, but no, of course I'm still supporting Lewis. I always will, but I'm hoping for McLaren a good one this weekend. I think their car is definitely going to suit this circuit. As I said, that Sector 1, super fast, high speed. How do you even? I guess they're S's, and there's a little bit of elevation change too. It's just brilliant. If you're not aware of it, look it up. I mean, it really is a Formula One car at its finest, going around corners that a car should not be going that fast around them, pretty much. It really is a sight to behold, especially in the hands of Max Verstappen, who just dominates the circuit. As I said, those iconic races, think Senna Prost from 88 to 90 or 89 to 91. I can't quite remember. I think 88 to 90. And then 2005, of course, is an all-timer with Kimi Raikkonen coming back from 17th on the grid, I believe, to win the race. Some iconic overtaking maneuvers in that race as well. Alonso around 130R is always replayed 1,000 times because it's just so brilliant. As I said, Japanese fans always make this this event one of the most fun on the entire F1 calendar. I will say, though, I do think it can be a little overrated. Japan qualifying is amazing because, as I said, super fast, high-speed circuit, ultimate driver circuit. The cars are really put to the limit, especially in that brilliant Sector 1. And 130R is actually an easy corner for them now, but it is great to watch these cars go around this track in qualifying, and the way the drivers always talk about it is so fun. It's not the greatest for modern F1 cars in terms of overtaking. It does seem that it's decent here. Moves are always done, but it does seem like they're mostly like easy DRS blowbys. Maybe some people will dive down the inside at the hairpin. I don't remember exactly which corner number it is, but if you remember Perez going into the side of Magnussen last year, that's the hairpin that I'm talking about. We'll get to that more in a second, but yeah, I'm not sure the track is the greatest for racing, but still, it is just a fantastic event that I think everyone looks forward to every year just because of how unique and great the circuit is. Let's talk about last year then. This was the race directly after the Red Bull disaster in Singapore, if you can remember, and then Max came out and had a ridiculous gap in qualifying, insane dominance. And if you think about it, Red Bull standards, Australia was also kind of a disaster for them this year. So we're coming to Japan again, Max with a chance to respond. And as I said, how did he respond last season? A massive, massive pole position gap, beat the McLarens by 19 and 37 seconds, and then also got the fastest lap. And the McLarens were the two guys on the podium. The next best car was a Ferrari 40 seconds back. So just complete dominance for Max. Definitely made a statement I don't remember the quote, but Verstappen said something along the lines of, like, we'll show them in Japan, or in Japan, like, everyone is going to get destroyed, like, because of how disastrous Singapore was. I'm sure he's got that same mindset coming into Japan this year. So look out for Max. I guess a little bit of a preview, or a sneak peek, I should say, at my predictions. Checo, on the other hand, last year, he did not dominate. It was probably his worst race of the season, nay, weekend of the season. He was way off the pace in qualifying, and on Sunday, he did more crashing than racing, I guess. Checo even himself called the race a disaster. So don't come at me for hating on Checo. You know, it really was terrible. Contact with Hamilton on the opening lap, and then just completely torpedoed into Magnussen, compromising both of their races. That move into Magnussen was one of the most shocking displays of racing I've ever seen. And the funny thing is, he did it just the week before to Albon in Singapore as well. Just brutal racing from Perez back to back. And that was probably when he was feeling the pressure the most at any point last season. And yeah, it was not a good look for our Mexican driver. I don't know why I said our, but the Mexican driver, Checo, will have a chance to redeem himself once again here. At a track, you know, he's had a tough time at, as I said last year, obviously being a disaster. Matching Max has not been easy at this circuit. And yeah, he probably just had his worst race of the season last weekend as well. So yeah, another bounce back opportunity for Checo. Can he do it at this circuit? It remains to be seen. So let's predict this year's Grand Prix. For qualifying, I will finally take Max Verstappen. I've been converted 3 straight pole positions at tracks I thought other cars would have a shot, and he has been able to pull it off each and every time. I think at this circuit, this is one that he will continue to dominate all throughout this rule set. He's just so, so good here, and he really will be favored at this circuit for pole position as well. So yeah, watch. He won't get it now because of everything I've just said, and I've continued to be wrong in all of my pole position predictions this season. I think the McLarens, as I said, have to be eyeing a good result here. I mean, the double podium last year, the car seems to have pretty much the same characteristics as it did last year. Of course, everyone knows the greatness in the high speed, still not great in the low speed. They still have those weird tendencies, the mysterious weird tendencies in the McLaren that make it a tricky car to drive. So it does seem like if they were great here last year, sure, you know, Ferrari is making a big step, Aston and Mercedes not so much. Still, though, they were the only team even close to sniffing Max Verstappen last year. They've just gotten a little bit better all around. I think they should be right up there with Ferrari this weekend. And if they were close last weekend, this one should be even better for them. So I think they have to be eyeing a good result. And something that's been brought up a few times before Japan, when talking with, you know, like Zach Brown and Andrea Stella, and even some of the drivers, they've been asked, because Japan is coming so early in the season, compared to last year where it was, you know, kind of near the tail end of the season, this should be the perfect comparison to see really how you've progressed over the winter, because no team have really brought any major upgrades yet this season. Not very many big upgrades come at the very end of last season either. So it really is just the work over the winter, not just, but mostly just the work over the winter to see how much progress you've made. So this will be a huge test for not only McLaren, but all of the teams. But yeah, McLaren, I think, will be hoping that they'll even be able to get close to Red Bull, but at the very least beat Ferrari this weekend. And I think that's very exciting. I think we will see McLaren on the front row. I guess this is prediction time. I kind of forgot that I was supposed to give a prediction there. So I'm not sure who. I think Piastri could beat Lando in any given qualifying, but Lando will always be slightly favored. So I guess I'll take Lando on the front row, but I think Oscar could be right up there with him. On race day, another really late Saturday night for North Americans. I mean, can we just get a normal time, please? I mean, Bahrain and Saudi were great because they're in the afternoon, but still it's not that normal morning that you're used to. And then we get 2 straight late nights, and it's going to be another late night in China. So North American fans are just getting thrown for a loop right now, but I guess all F1 fans are, to be fair. it's just different times for everyone. So, yeah, I think Max will surely flex his muscles, though, again, on Saturday night for us North Americans. Of course, it will be on a Sunday, though. He's just phenomenal at Suzuka with these cars. I've said it a few times already, and I think he could dominate in the same way as he did the prior year. As I said, 19 seconds to second, 37 seconds to third, and then 40 seconds to the next best car, which was the Ferrari of Charles Leclerc. After Max, I guess I got kind of a long prediction here, which probably could suffice as a bold prediction because I'm picking pretty much 1-7. I'm going to say Lando will beat Charles Leclerc. So that's the podium. Max 1, Lando 2, Charles 3. And then next three, same order, Red Bull, McLaren, Ferrari, but Perez, Piastri, Sainz, of course. And then at 7th, I think Fernando Alonso will be the next fastest car. As for my bold prediction, you can probably gather this from my top 7 prediction. It's another Mercedes-related disaster pick. I think they're going to reach another low, especially with Lewis Hamilton. I got him finishing the race outside the points. Yeah. I'm gonna say Haas is going to beat him and for Tsunoda to beat Russell. So Russell's not going to have a great race either. I think George will still end up in the points. So really, I'm basically like predicting the top 10 here. If I got Alonso 7, I'm going to say Tsunoda finishes 8th once again. And then George Russell P9, Haas P10, and then like Lewis in the P11 range with maybe another Haas and Lance Stroll. Like I think this is going to be really bad for Mercedes. So that's where I'll leave that. Let's get into Brad's bets now. Okay, I did not love the markets for the Australian Grand Prix. I'm not going to lie, especially with Ollie Bearman for some reason being in there so late into the weekend. It kind of screwed with everything. But this weekend, I really like what I'm seeing. There's a lot to choose from. So I only picked a few of the bets that I'm considering. A few specials as well, which I haven't really talked about too much on here because usually the specials come out just a little bit too late, and I preview the race a little bit earlier in the week. And it's also a little bit harder to explain what some of the specials are. But as I said, I'm a FanDuel user, so everything that I talk about is always FanDuel related. If you use a different sports book, then you might have to look for a similar bet. I'm not sure. But anyway, the odds and the bets are always on FanDuel. If they're not, I will tell you that it's a Bet365 exclusive or something like that. So yeah, there's a special bet on FanDuel for Lando to finish on the podium and for Oscar to finish in the top 6 for plus 280. Now, I'm a big fan of that because I think Lando, at worst, well, of course, anything could happen. At worst, will probably finish P5, and that's behind his own teammate. So say he beats his teammate, at worst, P4. I think probably just both the Ferraris or a Ferrari and a Red Bull. Like, it's hard to say because McLaren have been kind of in that range. He just got a podium, luckily, last weekend, or last race, I should say, because Max obviously retired from the race and he's still only grabbed a P3. I just think this weekend they're going to beat Ferrari. And that is why I do back Lando to finish on the podium. Heck, I got him finishing P2, a distant second behind Max, to be fair. But I really think that he can finish on the podium. If he loses to Leclerc or a Perez and then finishes third, we don't care. That still wins us our bet. And then I think Oscar top 6 is almost a lock. I think it's going to be Red Bull, McLaren, Ferrari for sure. You could also just take Lando podium at plus 230 if you did want to take out that, you know, Piastri risk. Plus 230 is still great odds. I just think Piastri is the one that's more of a lock. Lando podium could not happen for sure. I just think that it will. So I really like the odds. It's a great bet. I will also take Yuki plus 105 to finally get some points at his home race. As I said, I don't think Mercedes, probably even Aston Martin, will do extremely well here, or at least the Aston Martin of Lance Stroll. He's always a wild card to finish in the points. So I think the bottom five teams, especially the ones that have kind of been performing near the top, like Tsunoda and Haas, maybe even the Albon of Williams, have to be thinking points around the table this weekend. So plus 105, plus money for something that I think could definitely happen. Yuki's driving great right now. I will take that all day. And then I also don't mind a shout at Alonso top six for plus 220 just because of the odds. I think he will be the seventh fastest driver. So on pure merit, he should not be finishing top six. However, if you're really banking on something to happen, or I guess you are banking on Red Bull, Ferrari or McLaren, something bad happening to them. And I think it's definitely really possible that that could happen. So I like Alonso plus 220. And then finally, the comeback max bet. If you really think he's just going to dominate this entire weekend, you can bet the hat trick for plus 175. Reminder, that is a pole win and fastest lap. Lastly, the long shot. It's kind of hidden on FanDuel. Again, it's under race specials. So under Grand Prix, if you scroll down and hit the drop down for race specials 2, there's a McLaren fastest lap bet for plus 750. I know I just said, if you like the hat trick, go for Max. I think Max is probably the favorite for fastest lap for sure. But I think McLaren could definitely take it away. They'll be fast here. You know, maybe they're on an alternate strategy near the end of the race just because they have nothing to lose. I could see that for sure. So yeah, Lando or Oscar could get it, and it's plus 750, decent odds. As I said, it's always a long shot, so it probably won't happen. But if you win one of these in like 10 races this season, you're laughing. So yeah, it's always fun to throw a flyer on something that is unlikely to happen. All right, the previews are getting pretty short, guys. As I said, I barely have any time with my new job. It's been going great, though, if you're wondering. Reminder to, or not a reminder, but if you hadn't listened to some previous episodes, I just started a new job at Sportsnet. If you're in North America, I'm sure you know what that is. Outside of North America, though, or I guess Canada, Americans might not know what Sportsnet is, but if you're Canadian, you know what Sportsnet is. Otherwise, it is one of the top two, undoubtedly, sports networks in Canada. I'm working a pretty behind-the-scenes job, not front-facing at all, but it's really fun. I've just started, and I'm getting the hang of things pretty quickly, I think. Yeah, it's having a lot of fun. I basically get to watch games and clip highlights for a living right now, so it's a lot of fun. Today, I got some soccer, some baseball, and some hockey to do. Yesterday, I was doing baseball and hockey. I've done quite a bit of NBA as well. I'm versed in all sports, even though I talk about F1 mostly on here, or pretty much exclusively. It's an F1 podcast. I would love to do some F1 sometime. I don't work this weekend, so I definitely will not be doing the Japanese Grand Prix, but I'm sure one of these times I will get to clip an F1 race, and that will be really fun. Anyway, that is going to do it for episode 92 of Break Bias. I'm your host, Brad Kramer, and I will be back next Monday to review the Japanese Grand Prix. And yes, I will be there on Monday, okay? I promise it's going to be great. Let's hope Yuki Tsunoda finally scores some points. Goodbye.